discuss this entire year as a whole?
Well, when the year started out, it looked like it would, on foreseeing what was ahead. We thought that we would, have a great year 2020, which we still did in a way. But I mean, once COVID came onto the scene, I mean, everything, all the plans were changed, and a lot of, the things were put on hold, like the tourism, the culture, all these events that were all planned for the summer, and for the spring, summer, and fall, and then we had to deal with COVID and the restrictions and the total lockdown for the first March, April, and into May. And then things started to open slowly, and it felt like we were getting back to a little bit of normal. Not a lot of normal, that's for sure, but then we're still not a lot of normal. And, of course, then the second wave came, and the second wave now is we're far worse off in the second wave than we were in the first wave. So we're just hope for the best with the vaccine that's come out. Work still progressed. We still had some projects to do, which were planned and which were subsidized by the government in their program. So we went on with that. I mean, we still worked on our roads. We did three big roads, the Stagecoach, Iron Hill, and Alar. And, of course, in 2017 and 18, I believe it was, we had two culverts that washed out and could have ended up tragically. There was some injury due to climatic change, so we had to work on culverts, changing of culverts, which were also under the government, provincial government program, so under the PEARL, it's called, the regional and local planning for roads. And we changed, I think, 14 culverts on Fulford Road. We changed five or six on Brome Road and some on Iron Hill Road and in other places too. So we still continue to do what we could, even with COVID. But it was hard, with the town employees. They had to work in single trucks. They couldn't be, like the sewer and water team usually works together, but they had to work in separate vehicles. The disinfecting of town hall all the time. And, of course, with the beach, I mean, we figured at the beginning, we assumed that there was going to be a lot of people coming from other regions of the province, especially the South Shore, Montreal, and the Sherbrooke area. And it certainly was. We were inundated, and then we had to put in security measures with a security firm and that. So we spent between $250,000 to $300,000 in extra money for this, and which wasn't put in the budget, but the government stepped in and gave us help. And, of course, with a lot of the events canceled, we didn't use the money there, so we had the money available, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. And but it's been a challenging year. It's something that we could never have foreseen, you know what I mean? It was, once it started spreading in Europe and that, yes, we all thought, oh, my God, is the pandemic going to reach Canada and the United States? Of course, we knew it would come in from somewhere. And it did, so and we're still here with it, and we did still, like I said, we did a lot of work still, and we got a lot of projects planned for 2021. Mm-hmm. So we'll go with that, you know what I mean? We have a lot of roads to do again. You know, the re-graveling of roads, Tibbetts Hill, Fairmount, Johnston, and the other one is Weld. And we got culverts again to be replaced on Barnes, Byers, Bear, Turner, Howard, and Stagecoach also. And so we got sewer and water projects on Montang Street in Bonneville and Cowell Street in Bonneville. Mm-hmm. These are, and also we get the trailer park, the mobile trailer park in West Brome for the sewer and water project, hoping that we can finally go ahead with that. It's been 5 years that the government keeps putting in other demands and requests, and we had to keep postponing it. And also we want to do, if we get the authorization from the government, to do the Blackwood Dam, the rebuilding of demolishing and rebuilding of Blackwood Dam. Mm-hmm. And of course, we still demolished the two buildings that in the fall of this year at 30 Lakeside, the blue building and the gray building in front of the pub. And now the park looks great. It's nice to vision it. So next year, we hope to be able to start with maybe public consultations to see what we can do best for the project in the center of town. And also, we're just completing the resurfacing of the parking lot at Douglas Beach, which was a great project, but the weather's been great the last month and a half to work on it, so, and then we'll repave it next spring. So we have a lot going on and finishing up this year, and we have a lot planned for next year, too. So, we take it... this year, past year, was basically we took it a day at a time. Every day we had to seem like we had to self-correct certain things that we implemented, or every week, I should say. On Monday, we would say, or the weekend at Douglas Beach, we have to do this now. This is not working. So we had to improvise and make changes, but very much challenging, a very hard, and I feel... for the commerce, again, they're going to be closing during the Christmas holidays, totally, the ones that are not on essential services. But the other stores that are open cannot sell non-essential services either. They can only sell what's classified as essential products, not services, but products. I think next year is going to be a challenging year also. And plus, it's an election year, next November 2021. So there's a lot of things going on, that's for sure. Right. Yes. And just so I want to mention also that we in the budget for next year, we lowered the tax for non-residential buildings. They've been reduced by 33.6% or 50 cents. So they will be paying 99 cents per $100 evaluation. And industries have been reduced, industrial buildings have been reduced by 29%. And this has impacted our budget by $395,000. Mm-hmm. So, some businesses did very well during the COVID. Others did not do well at all. So whatever we do, we have to do it for the ensemble, for all of the businesses and industrial. So, but they had to implement, and they had more expenses than usual too, to comply with government regulations. So, for the guidelines. So, this is a big step in trying to help them, alleviate their financial burdens for 2021. Yes.
Right. I saw that press release, and I thought that was a fantastic idea.
Yeah, it was. I mean, there's not many towns that have done it.
No.
And we froze the tax on residential housing, on residential buildings.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's only for a one-year reprieve. I mean, everything will be evaluated with the next council, whoever the next council comes in after the election, if it remains the same council or whatever. And we'll have to look at it again and see if we can keep it at that for another year, or if we have to go back to the same rate as 2020 or before.